rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Hey, this is Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, wishing you and yours and all the crew a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. On behalf of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame and all of our Hall of Fame members, have a great one and ho, ho, ho.
We honor you as legends, legends of the outdoors. Yeah, we honor you.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new.
Welcome back. This show's what Frankie's feeding Matty G a rib while we're trying to come back. I'd like to dedicate that Christmas song, Come Back, Merry Christmas, Darling, to the Vogelvogger. Merry Christmas, darling.
Thank you, sir.
That's to the Vogelvogger. That's your host, Ray I. And Frankie's passing out the ribs, and everybody's chewing on a rib. What kind of rib we got here, guys? You guys like them? Somebody say something.
The best I have ever eaten in
my life. Gave you yours first, so he'd get a good review, didn't he? We're even passing the paper towels. If you're just joining us, this is our Christmas show, and we also have Frankie Moe from Smokey Moe's Inn. He is catering the outdoor media this morning, and he's feeding them all ribs. And then we got John Winkleman over here, an outdoor writer, and did outdoor columns for years, and he's with Outdoor Guide Magazine. Welcome back.
Thanks you for the invite to be here. Yeah. I do have been doing outdoor news each week for The Leader for about 10 years, for about 15 years now with Outdoor Guide as the associate editor with Outdoor Guide. Really enjoy, like I said, getting outdoors. I've, all the times I've listened to the show and all the silly and the fun that you have here, Ray, and today is no exception. But that Soldier Silent Night that you played before the break was just, it made chills. I know for me, and I'm sure everybody who heard that, just what a way to start the day.
Well, you got to put them first, yep. Our American Warriors.
No doubt about that.
Before I get into talking a little bit more about the print, how's that rib you guys are trying?
That is some good stuff. I just had one little bite, just the seasoning from the outside, whether it's the rub or the sauce, whatever Frankie put to that.
You know, there's no sauce. We're not doing sauce today because we want you to taste the real deal.
They're just that moist. It's almost like it's sauce. It's so moist. And then that rub
seasoning. Come in here a minute, Frank. Tell Frank, come here a minute.
Hot stuff. Yeah. And not hot and spicy, just...
Do you like yours, Bill? What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, if I had false teeth, I'd take them out.
come here, Frank. Come here real quick. Lean into his microphone. What kind of rib are they having here this morning? Lean right in here.
Smokey Moe's Baby Backs.
Smokey Moe's, there you go. That's the name.
And Ray, I love the Leader paper. They really gave me a boost in opening my new business. So awesome. I want to thank them.
That's awesome. Awesome. What we've seen over the years, us old guys especially, I did media hunts for years, and the deal there was the photographers and the outdoor writers would come into camp. They'd shoot Kodachrome 64 for slides. Yeah. Remember those days? But then we'd do the hunt like in April, but the article would not be published, national feature, until next year.
Yeah.
What a difference.
What a difference. Now it's instant.
Instant.
It's so instant with from social media, on-air media. But then the print, too, and with digital photography, you can upload and be in this week. Yeah, go to opening day, and before the next weekend season, you got a good follow-up story or a good lead story.
Now, the downside to all this modern stuff, in my opinion, is we've lost a lot of our outdoor columns in the newspapers and the print stuff. You remember back in the day when Tim Rankin was at the Post, Bill Seibel and the Globe Democrat? Bill Seibel was flown to Tennessee to cover the Levi Garrett All-American Turkey Calling Championship and ran like four pages in the Globe Democrat and photos. You remember those days?
Oh yeah.
And deer season. Remember deer season when the writers would go to the check station to interview people?
Yep. And just those days and just looking forward to those, knowing that weekend fishing report was coming out. Tim Rankin was going to tell you where it was and what to go. From childhood on, I just loved that.
Started my outdoor media career with hunting with those guys, with Tim Rankin and Billy Seibel.
Yeah.
Going out in the woods with those guys, and they take a ink pen or a pencil and a notepad and ask me questions and write it down.
Yeah.
What is that changed to what?
Yeah.
So I'm a little sad about we're not seeing our outdoor columns like we used to have.
Not so much in many papers. It's certainly reduced, but there still are a lot of outlets. I get a lot of newspapers to work for the hospital down in Crystal City, and so cover and follow the media. All of those, St. Genevieve, Perry County, the Leader in Jefferson County, the Independent Journal
right.
from Potosi.
Yeah, you saw I had that out.
Those small newspapers yeah. are still doing it. The main big metropolitan newspapers have lost some of that. But right. there's also good supplements like the Outdoor Guide magazine right. and specialty publications that give the opportunity for those of us with the hunger yeah. for more and more of it. You can find it. Anybody can be a publisher these days, too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You used to really have to have your crap together to be able to right. get published or have a photograph. And if you wrote a book, you better know what you're talking about.
Right.
If you did a DVD, then a videotape, yeah. VHS. But now anybody can do it.
Yeah, and you that's have different. Publishers and editors and fact checkers and things. And that's that's the downside of
yeah.
the current media, what a change. Modern media, is that anyone can put anything out there and forecast or broadcast yeah. it as true. In the past, right. an editor wouldn't let you get by without
right.
the right dot on
exactly,
the
John. Bobby and Midwest Outdoors are two of the companies that is still pushing that paper-type print media out there and doing a good job with it, where a lot of them are going away.
And making sure that it's something you can count on and trust,
right.
that what you're going to see in there is tested and true and tied, rather than just, here's the latest or here's a
right.
way that I can take advantage
what
of that.
What I can't stand is hero stories. Look at me!
Yo, man, any story that starts with I or me,
yeah.
it's off the list in
yeah.
my book.
So many people don't even realize what we all do in the media as outdoor communicators, and what a great time. And when we have our meetings and stuff, like the MOC meetings, remember we used to go down to the cabin on Piney John?
Oh,
what
man.
A great time.
And, and just the networking, the things you
yeah.
can learn by and from guys like Billy Cooper that are out there doing it, Gerald Scott, Joel
right.
Vance, that you could just go through a Hall of Fame list.
We're dinosaurs.
Oh,
we're
no.
old.
Hall of Famers is what you are.
Having a great Saturday morning here. Frankie Emo in from Smokey Moe's serving some great food. Frankie served brisket through that. Vulgar can't talk. It's wonderful. He's got his mouth full. And also 5:30 a.m. And a while ago, I was remiss. We got so wrapped up in having fun. Tracy, come back up to the microphone for being a guest today. I'd like to give you a Mossberg cap.
Oh, well, thank you very
And
much.
I'd like to give you some Z-Max for guns for your care and conceal that you have in Jefferson County. That way you can keep your gun nice and oiled up and ready to rock, baby.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And John Boy?
Yes, sir.
My friend.
Well,
here you go.
Thank you very
There's
much,
There's your Mossberg
Ray.
Cap.
I
There's
love
your
a Mossberg.
Z-Max.
I love everything Mossberg.
Yeah, there we go, buddy.
Mossberg hat.
I needed to give that to you a while ago, and now we're feeding you. It's bad, isn't it?
No, there's nothing bad about what you've been feeding us. Thank you, Frankie Moe. Man, those beans are just, I'm not a beans guy, but those beans are dynamite.
That's awesome, awesome. Everybody's eating food. Okay, Bill Cooper, jump in there. What'd you think of that plate of food, buddy?
Oh, like I said, if I had those false teeth, I'd take them out. Those ribs, you could gum them easily.
What'd you think of those beans?
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's a recipe that's...
You're going to try to get that, aren't you? You like the potato salad and other stuff, too?
Oh, Ray... That was a perfect yeah. plate of food. Even and you don't
it's
think
the first time I've ever seen a grown man. First time I've ever seen a grown man lick a paper plate.
Well, I've been known to do that.
Hey, tell Frankie to come in here a minute. Oh, listen to Johnny Cave. Yeah, tell Frank to come in here a minute, real quick. Timmy, what do you think of the food there so far?
I got a plate of bones here.
Okay, here, give Frank your microphone real quick. Frank, tell the folks what you just served our media folks. Get in there. Go ahead.
Hi, folks.
Okay, would you serve the guys and girls?
Wait a minute, I got to get the ribs out of my teeth.
Oh, you're eating too, okay.
Okay, we had broccoli casserole, my famous broccoli casserole that's amazing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing,
yes.
Vogler?
Yes.
Good God!
Some awesome beans that we make up.
Those are killer.
Garlic bread with cheese, I make it with real garlic sautéed in homemade Amish butter with Provel on it. It's amazing.
Provel, that's the pizza stuff, yeah.
And we have my ribs that we really love, our potato salad. I'm getting ready to cut up some brisket for the boys and girls.
Thank you, Frankie.
That boy's
Thank
good.
You, Ray.
Hey, bacon and eggs will never cut it again for breakfast.
All right, I think we're going to take a break, Matty G. We got a lot of folks to talk to. Tracy, thanks for coming in on the show.
I'm having some barbecue.
How come they put a plate in front of you? Now you want
to?
No, take
I gave
a break.
It to John.
Oh,
yeah.
You gave it.
Yeah,
it's
take
going
care of the media
me.
First, Frankie. Don't it's give that to the don't give that to the Vogler Vogler. Give that. There you go. There you go. All right. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.